Wait, is this thing on? Wait, wait. Warren, what do you think? Warren? Warren! Well, first, welcome to Sleepless in Cialis. This is Craig tonight, minus Warren. Warren couldn't be here, but this gave me an opportunity, y'all. I say a lot of things, we talk about a lot of things, but tonight, I want to talk about Warren. I want to talk about my BFF. I want to tell y'all the things that I love about him. So bear with me. This is odd not having him here. It's honestly a little uncomfortable. But I'm going to get a shot. We'll see what happens. So first, Warren is one of the most passionate people that I think you'll ever meet. It's when he loves something or he loves somebody, he's all in. And it's big. And from the littlest of things to a Perrier. Man digs his Perrier to his teaching, to his cooking, to his, you know, time with his kids, with helping them, with tennis lessons, with encouraging dancing and singing. I mean, it's amazing to watch. And he encourages me all the time. And it's a cool thing. Now you guys know this. He's an extremely, extremely funny individual. The odd sense of humor, which I love. And he can take anything, any topic, any subject, any object, something's going to come out funny. And I fucking love that. And I feel good when I'm with him. We're laughing, we're enjoying, and it makes me feel just amazing every time. Which rolls into that man really listens to me. Not many people do that anymore. You know, you ever notice, like, when you're talking to somebody and either they're interrupting you or they're like, they're figuring out, you can see it in their eyes, they're figuring out what they're gonna say next instead of listening and like focusing on what you have to say. And then when the opportunity comes, they give good, honest feedback and it's clear but the whole time he's just focused on what you're saying. Even though it'll be like weeks later sometimes, and he'll say, you know, I was really thinking about what you said, and this is how it impacted me, or this is what I've been thinking of it, and it fucking blows me away. It's like some people you talk to, and it's like it's falling on deaf ears, and you know it is, and that's okay. You know, it's, you don't expect everybody to listen to everything you say. But I swear to God, Warren, he listens to me like I was just the most fascinating guy in the world. And that's far from true, but nonetheless, he treats me like that. And fuck if it doesn't just make you feel good every single time. And you know, that's another thing. That guy, he would do anything for me. And it's to have a friend like that where you know for a fact, without question, that man has your back. And from the smallest of things to the biggest of things, if I was hurting, if I was in trouble, if anything, I know he would do everything he could to help me. Y'all ever have a friend like that? It's amazing. And it's, you know, I think about it all the time. And it makes me reciprocate. You know, I would do the same thing. And it's, but not everybody's like that. Everybody needs to have a friend like that. He's my confidant. I know I can tell him anything. I can tell him anything. And it may just be something that I don't even really believe, but just for that moment, you know how sometimes when you feel something, and you just say it, and you may not have even meant it, or or you meant it at the time, but it's not really what you believe to be true. It's, I can just fucking say it. And I know that it's gonna be, either he'll know when something's not my character. And he doesn't like press on it and like, oh God, you're such a dick. Which there's been plenty of things I've said where he could. But nonetheless, I know it can just come out and I can fucking say it, and it's a beautiful thing. And again, I don't mean to keep saying this, but if you don't have a friend like this, if you don't have somebody who just knows you and knows your back, or has your back and would just fucking just let you just ramble and say stupid shit and off the wall shit and loves you anyway, I can find somebody. Because it really makes a difference in your whole life. One other thing, I watched this guy, and you know, the way he used to teach culinary classes and at a school. And my stepson went there. And this was before I knew Warren. And my kid would come home and he'd be like, ah, this guy is just the coolest and he taught me this today. Or I stayed after class and, you know, Chef really, he went on and on about how great I was doing and how he encouraged me. And this was like after Warren's done being paid, he's done his job. But he cares, and he really, and even up to now, I mean, the job my kid is working at, which he loves, and he's moving up, and he's progressing, and he's learning stuff, and it's, Warren got him there, and it's just, and this is before I knew him. It wasn't like he was doing this for me, but he just knew this kid, and he took an interest in him, and has helped him all along the way. Yeah, it was so weird. We moved into this neighborhood and didn't even know he was here. My wife and I are sitting on the front porch. We've been here like a week. These people walked by and we're talking to them, just, you know, say hey and this kind of stuff. And my wife said, and they were talking about things. And my wife said, hey, do you know Chef Warren? He used to live in this neighborhood. And he just looks at us and he's like, I'm Chef Warren. It was fucking hysterical. But we just hit it off, and it was like we'd known each other our whole lives, and it's just cool. Spontaneous. You bring up anything, you want to go cook something, you want to, hey, let's go here, let's go do something, if I had the drop of a hat. He wants to do things and do things with you. And you know, one day, as you know, we were sitting out back, we were getting ready to have a podcast, and he's like, hey, let's paint something together. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, let's paint. So next day we're in Michael's and buying art supplies and a big canvas and all this shit, and we started it, we never even finished it, but I don't fucking care. It was just, we just did it. But there's stuff that we do like that all the time where we just do it. And it's fun and it's exciting and, you know, our creativity comes out and it's cool. God, I just keep saying that over and over again, cool. I think I'm overusing that word. I've been thinking about that lately. I say cool all the time. And it's, somebody drop me an email, would you? BigHands@SleeplessInCialis.com. And maybe recommend a new word for me, because I need one that's different. Something that means the same thing. Would you please? Thank you. Thank you. God, it's so weird to sit here and talk by myself and not have him to banter with. It's very bizarre. So, you know, he's humble. You know, he's very, he's open, he's honest, and he's so fucking talented. The man is crazy talented and crazy smart. And he's all these things. He's funny, but he's so humble about it. And it's like he doesn't even get how special he is. And and how much he just excels at shit. And I'm envious. I watch him, and he can just, in the kitchen, my God, he can pull any ingredients out. And like we had these things. It was like a neighborhood, like barbecue, whatever you call it. We do it on the weekends. And we'd have planned meals. And usually at his house, sometimes at my house. And, you know, everybody just kind of bring something. And but he'd always make the main dish. Sometimes he made everything. But we'd eat and, you know, we'd banter and sit around and vape and just bullshit. And, but then, like, hours later, he'd be like, what can we have now? What should we have now? I'll make tortellini. He made this fucking tortellini one time. I swear to God, it's the best thing I have ever had in my life. And I have no idea what he did with it. Because like 2 weeks later, I tried to replicate it and it sucked ass in comparison. And I don't know what he did, but it was perfection. And he's just so talented. He's brilliant at that stuff. But you, just to talk to him, you'd never know. He's not there. He puts on no arrogance about it. There's nothing. But the best thing about this guy is he loves me, and I know he loves me, and it's unconditional. It's for nothing I've done. It's just because I'm me, and he's who he is, and that's our relationship. And God, I'm at 12 minutes now, and I'm thinking Warren's got to pee, but he's not here, and I don't have to pee, so I don't know. I'm not going to put a sponsor ad on this one, because this is just me talking, and I'm just glad that y'all are here. But the main point of this podcast, other than to just tell you how much I love this guy, is that please, please, guys, dudes, whatever you want to call yourself, find a friend like that. Find somebody who you can just be yourself with, 100% with. All your faults, all your bullshit, all your weirdness. And it's accepted and it's loved. And you can just be yourself and not be caught up in all this shit that the world surrounds us with. The macho shit, you know, it's okay to have somebody that you can be, you know, emotional with, and that you don't have to put this pretentious asshole front on or act like everything's great all the time, you know, all that stuff. Just please go out and get somebody like that. Find them. They're out there. And, you know, it's like, and we strengthen each other. You need to have that person who builds you up and helps you and makes you think and makes you into a better person. So just fucking go do it. Okay, I'll wait. Go ahead. No, seriously, I'll wait here. Y'all go ahead and do that, and I'll wait to hear from you. Okay? Okay, y'all. Thank you for being here. Sleepless in Cialis, Craig flying solo. And we'll talk to you next time. God, I hope Warren's here, because I don't like this. This makes me very fucking uncomfortable. I need my pal here to talk with. All right, y'all. Bye.